Joining me here in the studio is a local business owner and Mexico resident, Antonio Williams. I call him Big Guy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you in here. Been wanting to get you in here for a little while. You started up a business here in Mexico. I know that there was a ribbon cutting back in January. Tell everybody a little bit about your business and kind of what you guys do there.
The name of my business is 424 North Custom Apparel. I make clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I a little bit more. I do things like business cards, posters, postcards, photo prints, things of that nature. I just really like doing what I do, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and you do a good job at it, too. I've seen a lot of your work out there. Tell us where this is at here in Mexico and maybe some of your hours of operation there.
Okay. My hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. I'm closed Sunday and Monday. And my address is 718 East Liberty Street. I am located directly across the street from the laundromat.
Yep.
On Liberty. And on the same side of the street is Sonic. It's a standalone yellow building. Come check me out.
Absolutely. We would love to do that. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about your journey and getting a business open. I know that that is not an easy path, and you've continued to work a full-time job while opening up this business. Kind of what did that path look like? How long did it take you to get here? What was the vision? When did this all start for you?
To be honest with you, it started out of necessity. I'm a father of six. All my kids were athletes and played in the band and did outside activities. So we bought lots of shirts.
Yeah.
You know, every you know, lots of shirts. And I think of myself as someone who's not really ever satisfied. So I'm like, I can do that. And my wife's like, no, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
So it was a challenge at that point, you know. So I started making shirts for us, for our children's events and for things like that, family reunions and things like that for us. And it grew, you know. The other teammates' parents wanted shirts, you know, and it just became a bigger than a, you know, I'm going to do this, you know, for myself. So I just started researching and buying more equipment, and the more equipment that I bought, the more stuff I was able to do. So
that's very cool. I love it. How long did it take you from start to finish, from the idea in your head to get it actually opened up and for people to come in and start buying stuff?
To be honest, I started in 2016.
Yeah.
So it was really from my bedroom, or actually from an extra bedroom, not my bedroom, but an extra bedroom in a home. And like I said, started for the family. And last year, we purchased a new home because my children are getting older, and my wife's like, yeah, this stuff can't come with us.
So, right.
So it was time, you know, it was time to get a building. And to be honest with you, I really got a building for the shop, for the creation process, and had a little extra space. And my wife, which I, you know, give Brandy credit, she said, hey, it'd be a good idea to display what you do. And then it became a full-on store. So
wives have good ideas sometimes.
Yeah.
we didn't need to say that out loud, did we? But that's all right. You have several folks working for you. Do you have family in there, friends sometimes?
I do. Actually, to be honest with you, I have one semi-full-time, which is my youngest son, Giles. And then my other children help a lot. My wife comes in and helps. My mother-in-law actually comes in and mans the counter when I'm in the back doing some work. And I'm actually going to be looking for a little help, so stop on in, check me out, and come talk to me, and I may be able to, you know, use you to help me to help you, you know.
And you will train people.
Oh, most definitely, okay. Most definitely. I the end goal for me is to create a community of crafters. You know, I know there's a lot of people around here who craft, and to be honest with you, I want to help them get on their upgrade. Their crafting and, you know, supplies and things like that. And that's the ultimate goal, to be honest, which is to teach. Is to teach more so than to have a business, because the older I get, the less I think that I really want to do this for several years. You
yeah,
know?
I understand how that goes, the getting older part especially. You know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, too, because you recently took part in a Chamber of Commerce event. You were part of a roundtable. Tell everybody a little bit about that whole situation there, what the event was, if you will.
Okay. I would like to believe that it was Thailand that threw the event with the Chamber. And I really appreciate being invited. And I went to speak. It's a Black Business Forum for Black business owners because it's February.
Yeah.
You know, we got an extra day this year. But yes, it's Black History Month. And it was some local Black business owners, which at this point, I think that this is the most Black business says in Mexico ever.
Yeah, progressing. And, yeah, that's great.
So for me, it's something to be super proud of, to be able to come out and to be a part of this, and just to build a community with other business owners, people who don't necessarily have anything in common with what I do. So I really appreciate being invited out. It just basically went into the struggles of opening, or not necessarily the struggles. I say the mission to take your ideas and bring it to life. So.
No doubt about it. Little known fact here we'll throw out on the air this morning. Big Guy and I used to go to school together in Centralia, kindergarten, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. We go all the way back, yes.
We won't say what year that was, but you've been my friend for a long time, and I want to say congratulations to you on the new business, and could be expanding in the near future. I don't know if we can say anything about that this morning.
We can, okay. But yes, first and foremost, thank you. And like you said, we go way back, like way back. It is definitely growing a lot faster than I expected it to, but that's not really a bad thing. So,
no.
So I definitely appreciate that. And the physical location is one thing.
Yeah.
My online presence is coming together because sometimes there's not enough hours in the day. Like you said, I still work a full-time job while I'm running my business, but the online presence is coming. There'll be a lot more options and opportunities for the younger people in the community. I definitely want to be a mentor, and not just with the clothing, but whatever it is that people want to do, I want to try to help them figure it out.
Yep.
Like I said, being a dad of six, I had six different personalities, sometimes seven, you know, all at the same time. So,
like what you're doing, my friend. Keep up the good work, and we got you in for one interview. So whenever you have more big news, we're gonna get you back in here again.
No doubt. And like I said, please just come check me out. I'm here for the community and surrounding area. So if you come in and you say, hey, I don't go to Mexico, but could you do? And I definitely will, you know.
All right. Very nice. We appreciate you coming in here this morning. Best of luck on your future endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Matt.
Big Guy, Tony Williams, Antonio Williams,
Antonio,
to be
yes,
proper, and, is our live guest this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show, AM 1340 KXEO.